Chapter 4. Pumpkins, Apples and Scary Stories. The friends walk through the house and into the garden. There are lots more children here. They run up and down the grass in Halloween costumes.
"Where's Jack?" asks Lou.
Sanjay looks across the garden. Suddenly, a boy comes out of a tent. It is Jack. He smiles and comes up to them.
"There you are," he says. "You're all late."
"We went trick-or-treating," says Davy. "Our bags are heavy with sweets and chocolate."
"Mum and Dad have great parties," Jack tells them. "We've got apple bobbing and pumpkin cutting. There's scary storytelling in the tent. And there are scary movies showing in the living room."
"Hey, Joe, do you want to do some pumpkin cutting?" asks Ella.
Joe looks at her with his big eyes.
"Okay," he says. "You cut and I'll watch."
"I must help Mum and Dad with the bonfire," says Jack. "Then Dad will light it. You must come and watch."
Ella, Davy, Sanjay, Lou and Joe leave Jack and go to the pumpkin table. The four friends cut some scary faces into the pumpkins.
"Now you must choose, Joe," says Davy. "Which pumpkin is the best?"
"Ella's pumpkin is scary," says Joe. "But Lou's is the scariest. I choose Lou's."
"I want to listen to a scary story," says Ella.
"Me too," says Davy.
The group go into the story tent. A young woman sits inside it. She wears a witch's hat.
"That's not a witch," says Davy. "That's Jack's older sister."
Everyone laughs. And Jack's sister smiles at them.
"Come and sit," she says.
She tells them a story about werewolves and ghosts. The children listen, but they are not very scared.
"What can we do now?" asks Lou.
"How about apple bobbing?" says Davy.
"Oh, I love apple bobbing,"
says Joe. The friends go to a corner of the garden. There is a huge bowl of water there with apples in it.
"I'll try first," says Davy.
He puts his face in the water and moves it from side to side. He tries hard to catch an apple in his mouth. But he cannot do it. The other children laugh at him. Then Sanjay, Lou and Ella try too. But they cannot catch any apples.
"Okay, Joe," says Sanjay. "You try."
Joe smiles and puts his face in the water. 2 seconds later, he has an apple in his mouth.
"Well done, Joe!"
shout the children.
"I'm good at apple bobbing,"
says Joe happily.